In the wake of a campaign of online harassment that included death threats, OutLoud Seth Compton continues to offer a safe space for youth in North Bay. A police investigation continues into the thousands of social media messages, emails, and phone calls, the result of what appears to be a targeted attack amplified by libs of TikTok, a conservative Twitter account featuring content created by liberals, leftists, and LGBT people on social media presented in a derogatory manner. The focus of the attack was a youth drag show that was advertised on OutLoud's social media pages. Libs of TikTok got a hold of it and shared it with its 1.3 million Twitter followers, and the messages flooded in last week, many from south of the border. See related. Youth safe space responds to death threats. Online hate. Many of the messages accuse pedophilia at OutLoud, the sexualization of children, and the grooming of minors, all vehemently denied by Compton and OutLoud's board of directors. The attacks have garnered international attention, with a Compton appearance on Good Morning America about to air. The OutLoud North Bay founder and executive director notes this past week has been about showing the youth in the community how to be brave in the face of such attacks. After watching the comments online, in my heart I know our community is trying. I see the love, and this week it definitely outweighed the negative. But we have people here in our own community that think just like some of the messages we received, and that breaks me. Especially as a parent and mentor, Compton says. OutLoud is also receiving support from national 2S LGBTQI plus organizations, the Enchanté Network, Justice Trans, AGAL Canada, and the Canadian Centre for Gender and Sexual Diversity, CCGSD. They have come together to denounce the recent online attacks following the amplification of the OutLoud youth drag show by the American anti-trans hate account at Libs of TikTok. These hate-filled messages came primarily from the United States, illuminating a cross-border spread of the hate towards transgender and 2S LGBTQI plus people that has accompanied recent anti-trans legislation across the U.S., reads a joint news release from the organizations. In their 2020 analysis of police reported hate crimes and incidents, the Canadian Centre for Justice and Community Safety Statistics, CCJCSS, found that individuals who are victims of hate crimes based on their sexual orientation tended to be younger than victims of other hate crimes. Jamie Sadgrove, manager of communications and advocacy at CCGSD, states, "We are dismayed at the rising tide of hate being directed at 2S LGBTQ plus spaces, particularly those reserved for youth. Having a safe and supportive space to be creative is essential for all young people, especially for those who are vulnerable." Further, CCJCSS finds that 80% of police reported hate crimes motivated by hatred of gender diverse people are violent in nature. And, as Justice Trans states, having access to a safe and supportive community, like the one provided by OutLoud North Bay, is essential for two-spirit and trans justice. This week, we saw the global rise in transphobia and transmisogyny further threaten spaces where 2S LGBTQI plus youth feel safe to be themselves. Now more than ever, we need everyone to stand loud and strong against this hatred. AGAL has been monitoring hate and hateful incidents towards 2S LGBTI plus peoples and communities. Unfortunately, these types of incidents happen all too often. Many never get reported. We need to recognize these incidents for what they are. They are hate-motivated and they're harmful, says Helen Kennedy, executive director of AGAL Canada. Certain 2S LGBTQI plus communities remain more vulnerable to these attacks. Tyler Boyce, executive director of the Enchanté Network, states, "Our network includes organizations that specifically support transgender and queer, trans-black, indigenous, and people of color, QTBIPOC, we know that our communities are disproportionately made targets of hate, violence and direct attacks." He continues, "These tactics will not work, we will never be silenced. Our movement is too strong, our communities too resourceful, and our brilliance undeniable." Enchanté and Canada's 2S LGBTQI plus communities stand strong with OutLoud North Bay. Local organization Amelia Rising Sexual Violence Support Center also issued a statement of support for OutLoud. Compton, appreciative of the support, says it only highlights why we need spaces like this. "I get that we can't change folks that have been taught all they know for generations, but times have changed. People are still people. I received a message yesterday, that life was better when you were all in the closet. How does my identity affect anyone at all? This is what our youth face, and if we don't teach them love and acceptance, our future is very dark.